And we are visiting with Parkston Superintendent Shane McIntosh here for our teacher appreciation website at KORNradio.com. And Mr. McIntosh, how have things gone for the Parkston School District since things started up in the fall again?
Well, I think we've had a fantastic year. With COVID being present, obviously a lot of things have changed and we had to make adjustments on the fly. But I think we've had a great school year. Well, we didn't miss any days due to COVID. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of our staff for the adjustments they've made and their flexibility in working through all of the things we've had to do.
As far as the teaching staff goes, when things were closed, last spring, a year ago in the spring, what sort of adjustments then did, they take those kind of online things, whatever platform is being used, have they kind of carried some of that into now how they take on, teaching and the curriculum that they're using?
Absolutely. Last year when the virus first showed up, we went to a distance learning model right away, and we learned a lot about that model and what worked and what didn't work. And, you know, it became pretty evident that the best way to teach children is to have them in their desks at school. But that being said, there is certainly a niche for that distance learning, and we utilize that. Some of the staff utilize that all year long. Some of them utilize the model even though they had kids in the classroom, to record their lessons in case, next year if they're sick on a certain day or something, they'll have everything, the lesson recorded and ready to go for the substitute teacher. So there were a lot of positive things that came out of that. But, you know, the teachers put in a lot of hard work and a lot of effort that I think most people in the community don't see. And I think everyone needs to take their hats off to them.
Again, talking with Shane McIntosh, superintendent for the Parkston School District. How about yourself, administrative staff, the people that you work very closely with, and support staff to get all those kind of things into shape, into line, to be ready to go in the fall again?
Well, it was certainly a challenge. And when you're dealing with something you know nothing about and how it's going to affect the school the unknown, it's a challenge on an administrative team, but there are two, my principals and business manager and technology coordinator. They did outstanding work, and like I said, we got through the school year with we missed 2 days of school. Both were due to snow days, however, and that's a pretty good year. And considering there were a couple times during the year where COVID came into the school and had an impact upon our teaching staff and sending them home, but we managed through it. So, again, it took a lot of scheduling and a lot of patience on the administrative team, and, again, very proud of those individuals as well.
And obviously, most importantly, the students, how did they respond to everything that has had to be changed in how things proceed now, those new protocols, as we like to call them? How have they adjusted, adapted to things, changing probably week from week?
You know, it would have been really easy for the students to complain a lot, but ours didn't. Our students were fantastic. They understood that what we were up against and that we didn't know any more than they knew, and as a result, I think they've adapted pretty well. I think we are all looking forward to the day when we can take masks off and we don't have to worry about that component, but hopefully, we've got about, 3 weeks of school left. Hopefully next fall when they return, masks will be a thing of the past.
And, it's a trying time for everybody, but get through it. And hats off to everybody there at Parkston and you. And you're going to be stepping away from the superintendent role for a while.
Yeah, I am. I 3 years ago, I announced that I'd be retiring at the end of this year. I have a son who's a senior, so I'm going to step down and take a little time off, investigating a few things afterwards, including being a superintendent again. I've been approached to do an interim job, so haven't ruled that out. But I'm going to step back and catch my breath and try to relax a little and look forward to those days coming.
Well, Shane, I appreciate your time here for helping us out with the interview. And again, hats off to everybody there at Parkston and getting through a school year. And thanks for all the teachers and staff down there at Parkston again.
Yeah, thanks, Clint.
That is Shane McIntosh, superintendent of the Parkston School District, joining us here for Teacher Appreciation Week on KORNRadio.com.